In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today, as we listen to the Gospel, and the Gospel of the woman, the sinful woman with the alabaster box, and we're thinking what should be the title and the subject of the sermon of today, and I found that it's only one title I can put for this sermon: from the repentance to the love. From the repentance of a woman who has no hope to the love of God who is infinity. To the love of God who can forgive everything. To the love of God who can clean myself from every sin. If I start the story and go through the story one bit by bit, I will find this is a woman, is a very sinful woman, and she had a very bad reputation, and she had the people look to her very bad, and they know that she is a sinful woman, but she's starting to do something different. She starts the repentance from outside. She was thinking about something. What is the best thing that I have to give in the very, expensive thing in my home? So she found a box, which is the alabaster box, and she said, oh, this is 300, equals 300 dinar, and I have to give it only, it's for me. But because she had inside her heart to repent, she was looking to clean herself. So she started to take this box, and she walked, and she put this box inside her bottom, and she was looking to herself. I am, and she's talking to herself and say, I have to clean myself. So she started to repent, not only inside home, or when she went and when she saw Jesus Christ. No, she started from the beginning, from her house. She started, and the first lesson I have to learn, I have to start by myself. I have to start with myself. I have to sit down. I have to know who am I and what I'm doing. Without that, I can't do anything. Without that, I will go and run and over the world and work and do everything, and I gain everything. But where is God? It's not. Where is He? Only the sinful woman, what she said, I have to repent. I have to clean myself. I don't know from where this spirit and this desire came. Maybe because she heard about Jesus Christ. I don't know. Maybe because someone came to her and said, you know who is Christ? Who is Jesus? We don't know. And we have... we have to be grateful. We have here our church now, and we have our Bible in our hands. You really know when we go back to, for example, the persecution in Egypt, where they can't even read their Bible sometimes. And we have, it's guaranteed now, we are come to the church, we have kind of opened the Bible, but we can't listen to the voice of God. So the sinful woman said to herself, no, I heard about Christ. Maybe He's the Son of God. And there is inside her heart, someone is talking to her and said, you have to repent. Clean yourself. This is your day, a celebration day for you. So she took the alabaster box and walked. While she's walking, she remembered all her life. It's a way of repentance. It's a way of repentance when she was walking and she was talking to herself. Who am I? I am a good woman or not? And she asked herself, is really this is a way of repentance? If I go, and she had a lot of questions, if I go to Christ, what Christ will do? What about the people? He will take a dinner. So what the people say? And she was thinking about, is really he will accept my repentance and he will forgive me or not? A lot of questions came to her mind, but she didn't stop. She said, I will go to meet Christ. I will go to meet Jesus Christ. I know that he is amazing. Because she listened or she heard about that, he's full of love. So she went to Jesus Christ. But she said, okay, I will go inside a home, in this house, and because he is holy, so I can't touch him, or I can't be beside him. No. I have to be behind. I have to be far a little bit, and I will ask for repentance only. But when she met him, when she go inside, she couldn't. She was behind, but she couldn't stop herself to worship and to clean his feet by her hair. What she did? She couldn't. I think that Jesus Christ, even she was behind. She didn't see even his eyes. So he didn't even eye contact. There is no eye contact. Maybe I can understand if Jesus Christ looked to this woman by eye contact. So she will feel sometimes maybe guilty. That's why even Jesus Christ, he didn't do that. Because he loves her a lot, so he didn't look to her eyes because he know that she is here. And what she did, she couldn't stop herself. You can imagine that she felt full of love, like loved only because she is around Christ. I have to feel the same when I come to the church. I have to feel the same when I go to my room and pray. This is around. I have to feel every time in my life that I'm surrounding by the love of Christ. Because he is around me. And what she did? She worshiped. And what we read today, it's in St. Luke. In St. Mark also too. He wrote that she broke the box, the alabaster box. She broke. What is that? And what is inside this box? What is exactly? And why she broke it on the feet of Christ, and she washed the feet of Christ also too. Not only by her hands, also by her hair. And she wiped. And she cleaned his feet also by tears. She cleans the feet of Christ by her tears. Who gathered the water of the sea into clouds. She put some tears on his feet. She broke her heart. She broke herself. She said, I'm not the old woman. I am the new one. I wanted to break myself. I wanted to break myself on the feet of God, the feet of Jesus Christ, and I wanted to be a new one. Inside these boxes, there is a mirror, and there's also kind of oil. This oil, kind of mirror, it's to clean and calm. This oil, when they put on their feet or on the head, it's like a mirror. It's something of give a calm. So she cleaned herself and she received satisfaction inside her heart. You can imagine one of this woman when she had a lot of things on her shoulders. She had a lot of things on her shoulders. She lived all her life in sin. But what he did, she put everything on his hand and on his feet, and she said, I'm free. She broke the box and said, I'm free. I have nothing on my shoulders again. All my sins are forgiven. I know that you love me, because she saw and she felt this is a love. So don't worry about if I sin a lot. Or I'm a bad person. Or whatever I did, I'm not praying good. Or I did a lot of sin. Don't worry about that. The sinful woman came to Christ and said, I'm here. She didn't even talk. She only broke her heart, the box, and put it on his feet. And only by tears, she received forgiveness. And the question, what we are doing? What we are doing for that? Are we give also our heart every single day? Every single day, Yeshua should have a repentance day. It's a repentance day. I have to repent every day. By the end of the day, God, I lived all my time. I live all the day, 24 hours, or maybe 16 hours, or 12 hours. I'm asking myself, I lived with you or not? I did that, and I did that, and I did that. I wanted to repent. You will forgive me, and this is what I know. And I'm sure that you will forgive me. Not only because I know that you will forgive me, no, because also I know that you love me from your deep heart. If I can't break my heart on the feet of Christ, I can't love him more. So the lesson that I have to learn from this woman, number one, I have that to have the desire for repentance. As I said before, the woman started from the beginning, from her house. She said, I am a sin woman and I have to repent. So the first things that I have to sit down, at the prodigal son, he couldn't do anything while there was the noise. He was going everywhere, but he couldn't find himself until he sat down with himself and said, oh, who am I now and what I'm doing? And he said, I have to go back to my father. And this is what we have to do every single day. It's not by, for example, like once per month. No, it's every single day I have to do that. I have to remind myself, I have to repent. I have to go back to my father. So the first lesson I have to learn from the sinful woman, then I have to find a desire to repent, starting from you. Christ is talking to me every day, at every single moment. He said, where are you, my beloved? So I answered his question and said, I am here. But the problem that he's always talking to me, but I'm not listening his voice. I'm not listening to him. He's always talking to me. Listen wildly. Open your ears every single day. And please pray in the morning. Pray every morning. Can I listen to your word, God, today? What you wanted to do and what you wanted to tell me today? Pray every day like that in the morning. Say, good morning, God. I wanted to listen to your word. What you wanted to do today and what you wanted to tell me. And let's open our ears to hear what Jesus Christ wanted to tell me. So the first thing that I have to find the desire to repent. And the second one, she was connected to Jesus Christ. How? She listened before about Christ. And she had one decision. She took the decision. However, she had a lot of thought and a lot of things inside her. She was fighting against all this thought, and she took the decision, be a man, even a woman, like be a man in that. When you decide to repent, don't go back again. Even if Abuna, for example, you go to Abuna, can I confess? Abuna said, for example, like, Habibi, can we do, next week, Khalas, Abuna is busy, I'm not. Okay, it's good, alhamdulillah, gat minno. No. Be strong. Be strong when you wanna to confess and repent. Be strong. And steadfast in that, because you know very well that the devil wanted to make you sin again. So also that this woman, she was walking by spirit. When you are doing, for example, for like repent to confess, because I have to confess and that's it. But this woman was walking by spirit. And let's read 1 Corinthians, the chapter number 2, 14, 16. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive this truth from God's spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thought, who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. And I will ask myself in first, I have the mind of Christ or not? And also the first verse is said, but people who aren't spiritual can't receive this truth from God's Spirit. So if I am not spiritual, I can't receive anything from God. So this is exactly equal what I said before. Open your ears. To open your ears is I have to be spiritual. I have to start my day with God. If I have gathering many friends, so I have to represent God. I have to talk even about God. I have to remember God every moment. So I will be a spiritual so I can receive the message from God. But if I'm not spiritual, it means I'm living my life as it is, like the people outside. So I will never listen to his voice. I will never listen to his voice. And said the people say, where is God? I can't hear his voice. Yeah, Habibi, because there is a lot of things we are outside his circle, outside the wavelengths, outside everything. So number two, I have to go to walk spiritually to listen to his voice and to take the decision. And number one, I have to defend first, to start by my design first. The third point also, this woman fulfilled the first commandments. And the first commandment was, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. This is written in Matthew 22nd. Again, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And I will ask myself again, if this is what I'm doing already or not, the first thing I love God in from my heart, from my soul, my mind. It means I give myself all to God. I love him by my mind. I love him by my heart. I love him by my soul. Every single thing I'm doing, it's also connected to God. And this is what I have to ask myself again. Your mind with God, your soul with God, your heart with God. When this woman came to Christ, she broke, she found herself. What is the, as I said before, the expensive thing that I have? What I, the first thing that I love it in my life, this alabaster box. So she brought it and broke it. And she broke the heart. She broke her heart. She broke what she was looking for. Her desire only to be like have this fragrance or this oil. But she broke this desire and she said only with Matthew, wherever your treasure is, there is desires of your heart will also be. In Matthew 6:21, wherever your treasure is, there is the desire of your heart will also be. So she changed everything. And she said, please, Jesus Christ, transform me from a sinful woman to a different one. My treasure before was the alabaster. Now my treasure is you. And she's different. So I have to ask myself at first, I love God really from my heart, from my soul, my mind, all my actions related to God or not, the last thing they will tell you, we are not loving God because we have to love. No. Because we love God because He first loved us. The first epistle of John 4:19. We love God because He first loved us. So we are not doing something different. No. We love Him because He loves us from the beginning. He knows me from the day one. As He said to Philip, I know you from the day one when you are hide inside the tree. He knows me by name, and He's talking to me every day. But it's only because this woman walked spiritually and she decided to repent, and she took the weight for repentance, and she broke the treasure that she had in her hands. She broke her heart. She received the forgiveness. When I love more, I will receive more forgiveness. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Blessed are they in truth, the saints of this day, each one according to His name, the beloved of Christ.
Intercede in our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that He may forgive us our sins.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O struggle bearer and martyr, send Maurice the thief, and that He may forgive us our sins.
Jephes marot and jephiot nemeshirin embem nemma esoem teterias in chike volten ostem mostention.
We
believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day He rose from dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, He sits right at the hand of His Father, and He is coming again, His glory, judge the living and dead, who can have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord is the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, who worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Is more in